The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The golden age that Trump talked about is real, and it's real for all of Americans, but in terms of political power and the opinion shift, it is very, very true for conservatives. Conservatives are on a roll right now all over the world. It's not just America, and it is making us as conservatives even more confident, which, of course, confidence only breeds more success. One example, Pierre Poilievre, I think I said his name right this time, maybe not. He was asked about how many genders there are by some smug journalist. His response was pretty epic. Here it is.
First day on the job, President Trump signed an executive order, the U.S. government only recognizing two genders, male, female. They're unchangeable. You know, if elected as prime minister, is that something that you're going to kind of walk in line with, or what are your feelings on that executive order?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any other genders that you'd like to name?
Me personally?
Yes.
I'm just asking more so if you're in line with what he is saying. Do you agree with what he's saying? Is that something that you would be lockstep with if elected as prime minister?
Well, I'm not aware of any other genders than men and women. I mean, if you have any other that you want me to consider, you're welcome to tell me right now.
Well, there's personally, I am a man. I am people who say cis man. There are people there who, you know, they say they're gender neutral.
Well,
you are a man. Yes. There are people there who say they're gender neutral. Yeah. They say they're gender neutral. They're a trans person. Is that something that you would recognize here? Whereas in the States, at least with their U.S. government, the way they're seeing it, there's only two.
I'm only aware of two, but I mean, if you come up with another list, then you're welcome to do that. But I'm aware of two, and as far as I'm concerned, we should have a government that just minds its own damn business and leaves people alone.
Canadians, if you're watching this, I know, over in America, we like to make fun of you a lot, but here is the truth. We have very few politicians in America that have the stones that Pierre has. He has locked in on his agenda. He is clearly focused, and he does not care about the BS, especially this kind of BS that the journalist was talking about in that video. But what makes Pierre so effective, and what I think we can learn here in America from him, and I think we are doing it in some cases, what makes him so effective is not just in the clip, but in any video I've ever seen of him. It's not just this video. He is confident. He is so confident when he speaks. It's because he knows at the end of the day that what he is saying is true and he sticks to it. It's not that hard to just say what is true. It might be socially hard. There might be pressures to not do it. But in terms of, you don't have to backtrack. You don't have to act like you're lying. You just got to say what's true. It's actually much easier. And conversely, the journalist there is completely floundering because it turns out it's actually difficult to just lie to someone. You could see, very calm. Pierre is just talking to him. He's giving some very simple, not even rebuttals, but just questions. And the journalist is floundering. And it's because at the end of the day, they don't have any semblance of truth in those arguments. And they know that. And so it's hard to talk to it. Even the two examples, by the way, that he gave in that. He talked, I think, about non-binary people and then transgender. Those aren't other genders recognized by the LGBTQ plus community. And so this really points to the comment. Those are just people without gender, which, again, kind of cuts against the whole point of there being multiple genders in the first place. But this really points to a common theme among the left. When you are arguing about social politics on the right versus the left, they all have to get together and they have to kind of talk about what's our argument? What's true to us? What's our objective truth? And they come up with some arguments, but the problem is when you're not based in reality, you're going to have different stories. This is tale as old as time. It's prisoner's dilemma. You put two people in a room who committed a crime together. You put them in separate rooms. And if they didn't get their story straight, they're going to tell different stories because they're lying. And that's what happens to people on the left. However, when you just look at people on the right, their story is based in truth. You have the actual objective truth to anchor you. And so you don't flounder like this journalist did. You're more like Pierre, who just is calmly asking some very basic questions to get down to what the truth is. And that is why conservatives are all in agreement on the gender thing, for instance. But it goes down to pretty much every other social example of politics. Our position is very simple, so we should be very confident giving it. There's only two genders, and that's as simple as it gets. There's no other argument. There's just none. So if you want to make up your own, you can go and do that. Just don't expect anyone to take you seriously. If you're tired of dealing with clunky, bloated form builders that make everything harder than it needs to be, then you need to check out Deftform. It is the simple, intuitive online form creator you've been waiting for and a partner of this show. There's no subscription fees here. Deftform is available with a one-time payment or prepaid options. Plus, you can create unlimited forms, collect unlimited responses, and you don't have to pay extra for additional team members. It's already trusted by over 1,200 users worldwide, guys. If you need to upload files, Deftform lets you do that too. Unlimited uploads up to 50 megabytes. And when it's time to say thanks, you can customize your thank you page or send users to a different link. Since launching in April, Deftform has helped users collect over 32,000 responses. And right now you can get 20% off with the code JoshCarr. So if you want a streamlined, stress-free form building experience, check out Deftform today. You can visit deftform.com or you can go to the link in the description below. Kevin O'Leary was on CNN and calmly dismantled everyone in basically a 5-1. Watch this.
I think so. Remember she said, we have Trump coming and all the bad things about concentration of wealth. Americans appreciate the ability to pursue the American dream every day. And we do not push down on success ever. So, yes, Musk is rich. So what? Zuck.
I don't think
rich.
The issue is how
and
rich
everybody
they are.
Else comes to this country almost drowning in rivers or getting cut under barbed wires to get in here to pursue their dream. Why do we ever think that we should bash their success?
Actually,
what are you talking about?
Actually, I want you to get in,
yeah.
But let me just say this. It is not about how rich they are.
Exactly.
Just to observe what he's
they're
talking
not rich
about
enough. Is that
no,
what you're
no, no,
saying?
No. I'm saying that actually what got them there, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, Jeff Bezos, they all got to where they are because they came up with good ideas. They built big, good
Let's
businesses.
Let's punish them.
And no. And they did so largely without having to do what they are doing now. The fact that they have to do it now, I think, actually is a change for them. They were not going to Washington themselves groveling toward the political leaders to try to keep their businesses afloat.
Many people get rich. It's about not letting rich people control the political process and not having our politicians captured by those rich people, such
it's
as the
Vatican
Institute,
but I just
regulation,
want you to know the country
and common sense laws to make sure that the people at the top don't abuse the people at the bottom. And
half,
our system in Washington is broken.
That's fair. It's all fair. But half the country's still wondering how Joe Biden got rich.
Yeah. Okay. So here,
how did he get rich?
But
okay.
If Joe Biden got rich,
how did he get rich? Does anybody understand how that happened?
I actually think that, Kevin, your question about Joe Biden's legacy and how he will be seen is actually extremely important because I think it's not just Republicans who are asking the question, is Joe Biden going to be looked back on fondly? Democrats are too.
So they dodge the question. They don't want to talk about why Biden is super rich all of a sudden. They just want to talk about the evil Republicans because they're the only ones that do those things. And again, you got to listen to this. This was their words exactly. We don't want to let rich people control the political landscape. Guys, have they ever heard of George Soros? I'm not a political genius, but I'm pretty sure most people know who George Soros is, and I know these people do. And I know that they're just being facetious. They're not acting in good faith. Like, honestly, who do they think that Bill Gates and Zuckerberg have been donating to over the last decade? Bill Gates, longer than a decade. But now that things have evened out a little bit more, Donald Trump has Elon Musk. He's got a little bit of help from Zuckerberg as well. I mean, a lot of people, still less than Democrats. Democrats have far more billionaires that have donated to them or voted for them. But now that it's a little bit more of an even playing field, they hate it. They can't deal with it. And they don't. It's because they don't want to play a fair game, right? And who would? Because they just want political corruption to be on one side. But ultimately, the question of how did Biden get rich is the right question. That's a perfect question to ask someone. Because again, you got to remember, Joe Biden, just to give you some perspective, I know I'm a young guy, Joe Biden has been a senator longer than my parents have been alive. Think about that for a moment. That is insanity. So he hasn't worked in the private sector, like ever. He has been living off of government checks every year. Last time I checked, I don't think senators get paid more than even $200,000. Obviously, as president, he got $400,000 every year, but he's worth millions and millions of dollars. So that question, how did Biden get rich, is important. He clearly got rich by selling himself. At the end, he's a whore at the end of the day, right? To the highest bidder, whether it's Ukraine or some billionaire like Soros, it doesn't really matter. The answer is the same. He sold himself and America with him. But now that Elon Musk is donating to Donald Trump, we want money out of politics. That's the narrative now. Yeah, give me a break. This season, I'm partnering with QuickTax America because they do all federal returns for only $69, and they hate the IRS as much as you do. That is why they give you your best return. What's more, they do all of the work, so it's not $69 and you spend 4 hours like the other services that are offered out there. They do all the work. You simply answer a few questions, you upload your files, and you schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do the rest. Don't partner with woke companies, guys, where you're going to spend hundreds of dollars and spend 4 hours. Partner with QuickTax America. Again, they have one transparent pricing, $69 for all federal returns, and they will do the work for you. Check them out, guys, at QuickTaxAmerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.